Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Holy, immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Heavenly King, the Comforter and Spirit of Truth, Lord, ever we're present and fill us all things, Treasure of blessings, Giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us of all impurity and save our souls, O good one. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. O Lord, thou shalt my lips, my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act. Blessed, Master.
Blessed is our God, who is sound ever and to ages of ages.
Pray for me, Master.
May the Lord direct your steps.
Remember me, Holy Master.
Lord God, remember you in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. From above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the
Lord.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the
Lord.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our Metropolitan Deacon and for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priest of the Diaconate of Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord. This country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, every city and countryside, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord. Seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Glory God, this power is compromised and much for
the calling to remember some most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever pray with us all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our
For unto thee do all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his
Lord, bless thy people, and sanctify thy inheritance, preserve the promise of the church, sanctify the rules of the day, ask for our Father, and our eternal Lord, and forsake not us, but our hope in thee.
And his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who rush into his word, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Patrick and...
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Sophia.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Thou hast given us grace with one accord to make our common supplication unto thee. As promised, where two or three are gathered together, thou wast grant their request. Fulfill now our petitions, that thy services may be expedient for them. Granting the world the knowledge, the truth, the world to come, life everlasting.
Lord, O my soul, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes and sons of men,
in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to his earth. On that very day his plans perish.
Happy is he whose hope is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God,
who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them.
The eyes of the blind.
The Lord lift up those who are bowed down.
The Lord of the righteous. Father,
we got a tale.
The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he will bring to ruin.
The Lord will reign forever.
Zion to all generations,
now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Only begotten Son and immortal Word of God, oh, for our salvation, this will to be incarnate of the Holy Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, who without change didst become man and was crucified. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Trinity, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit,
save us. Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
John. Sister,
help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Thou art a good God, and lovest mankind. To thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
sons. Therefore thou didst lose the infirmity of the barren woman, in that thou art compassionate and hast given them her who is the cause of joy.
Blessed art thou, pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Desiring to make his salvation known to the Gentiles, the Lord hath now taken from among men her who hath not known wedlock, as a sign of reconciliation and renewal.
Blessed art thou, peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
As a house of grace wherein treasures of the ineffable dispensation of God are laid up, O most pure one, thou didst share in unfading delight in the temple.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Receiving thee as a royal diadem, O Bride of God, the temple hath been made splendid and hath mounted to higher things, beholding in thee the fulfillment of the prophecies.
Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Beholding thee all resplendent in the radiance and beauty of virginity,
praise the Lord.
Master, Lord our God, who has appointed in heaven orders and hosts of angels and archangels for the service of thy glory, grant that with their entrance there may be an entrance of holy angels serving with us, and glorifying thy goodness, run to thee, or do all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Blessed Master, the holy entrance.
Blessed is the entry of the holy ones, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Cast down to the ground him who of old drove Adam from the sweetness of paradise by deceit, and thou hast been crowned with the royal crowns.
Now and ever, and unto ages of ages, amen.
By thine entreaties, O Mother Virgin Theotokos, move thy Son and our Judge, who deliver us from evil circumstances, to mercy for me on the day of judgment, for in thee alone do I set my hope.
Wisdom, arise, let us attend. And the saints, who are hymned by the seraphim and thrice holy, cry, glorified by the cherubim, and worshiped by every heavenly power, who of nothing has brought all things into being, has created man after thine own image and likeness, and has adorned him with thine every gift, who giveth him to us wisdom and understanding, but does not reject the sinner, but instead has appointed repentance unto salvation, who has vouchsafed to us thy humble and unworthy servant, even this hour, to stand before the glory of thy holy altar, to offer worship and praise, which are due unto thee. Do thou thyself, O Master, except even from the mouths of a sinner, it's a thrice holy hymn. Visit us in thy goodness. Forgive us every transgression, both voluntary and involuntary, Sanctify our souls and bodies. Enable us to serve thee in holiness all the days of our life. Through the intercessions of the Holy Theotokos and of all the saints, who from the beginning of the world have been well pleasing unto thee. Amen. Dispensation.
By thy virtues, as by thy exalted Son, thou didst enlighten the unbelieving philosophers, and light their most bright moon, thou didst drive away the darkness of disbelief from those walking in the night.
Let us pray to the Lord.
For holy art thou, our God, unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pile.
O Lord, save the pile.
And hear all.
And hear us.
Of ages.
Amen. Holy God.
Blessed art thou on the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, thou who sittest upon the cherubim, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
O Lord, save thy people and bless thine inheritance.
O Lord, save thy people and bless thine inheritance.
Thine inheritance.
Unto thee will I call, O Lord, my strength. O my God, be not deaf to my cry.
Lord, save thy people and bless thine inheritance, thine inheritance.
And in the third tone, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Ephesians.
Let us attend.
Brethren, God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, made us alive together with Christ, by whose grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before prepared, should walk in them.
Peace be unto the reader.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
The Alleluia is in the sixth tone. He that dwelleth in the aid of the Most High shall abide under the protection of the God of heaven. He shall say to the Lord, thou art my protector and my refuge, my God, in him will I trust.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
And in the eighth tone, hearken, O daughter, and see, and incline thine ear.
Illuminati. our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge. Open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, to thee do we send up glory. Together with thy Father, who is without beginning, thine all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Bless, Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Luke.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, all laudable apostle and evangelist Luke, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power, to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wisdom, let us arise, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
Thy spirit.
The reading is from the holy gospel according to Saint Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Let us attend.
At that time, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them, not on the Sabbath day." Then the Lord answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.
Peace be unto thee who has proclaimed the holy gospel.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Today I'd like to go to the gospel that you heard this morning about the woman who was bowed down. And it's, I don't know about you, but there are, you know, when we're heading toward Lent, there are particular gospels that come up as we get closer to it that are really markers for it. And for me, this is for our winter Lent, for the Nativity Fast, this is one in particular that really does that. It sort of stands out. I just think of it so often because the passages that we'll begin to have in the services are really pointing toward Nativity and are focused on that, and it just begins to wash us with the theology of it, pour it over us so that we begin to get prepared. And this one really has to do with that. It has to do with the Nativity, what it was for, why it happened. And it reminds us of that. And so the Lord, it says, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And then, and behold, like suddenly, a woman walked in. Now, I don't know if that means that she didn't normally go or, you know, what the reason was. But behold isn't used lightly. So behold, a woman, it says, with a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, was bent over and could no way raise herself up. Now, the Jewish people, of course, stood in worship. So that meant that she would have been looking at their knees or somewhere in that neighborhood, about probably the level of a three-year-old, like little Mia this morning. And that's a different view altogether. And it can be a very disconcerting view, especially if you're an adult. So perhaps she didn't go to the synagogue all that often, but she did on this day because she knew that the Lord was going to be there. And probably was hopeful that something would happen, although it was the Sabbath and nothing should happen. But she is, you might say, the perfect metaphor, the perfect example of humankind. This morning in the epistle, I won't get the words exactly right, but essentially what it says, the one that was read from Ephesians, is that the Lord looked upon us when we were in our sins. In other words, when we couldn't help ourselves, when we were bowed down just like she was, and our view was knee-high, and certainly not Homo erectus, not humans being the way they were supposed to be, raised up and seeing things looking up above, but rather completely bowed down and burdened, and even to use the words that the Lord would use later as he describes this woman, one who has been oppressed by Satan for all these years, has been bound by Satan for all these years. That's us. That's us. And the next passage here, the 12th, says, "Then Jesus saw her and called her." And I think these are extremely important things. He saw her, of course, in the moment, in the reality of the moment, because he always saw pain. He always saw suffering. You might say that there's a sense in which he can't resist it. He can't stay away from it. He can't leave it alone. He responds to it all the time and every time. So he saw her suffering and he called her to him. But he's done the same thing with all of us. Bound that way, he sees us and he calls us. Now we have to respond. We have to respond. But he does call us, calls everyone. And you might say, well, okay, he saw the woman because he was there. Does he really see me? And an attendant question might be, do I want him to see me? Because I think that's a problem that we have. Well, yes, I think that it's safe to say if he knows the number of hairs on your head, which you sure don't know, then he sees you. He sees you at all times. You know, the scripture describes how you want to be really careful how you treat little children, because it describes the fact that an angel is watching over them at all times, speaking to God about them, right? And so the Lord is watching us at all times. But he's watching us not in the way that Zeus watches us, if there were such a thing, waiting for us to make a mistake, waiting for us to do something wrong, waiting for us to sin. Not at all. He knows us too well. He knows that even when he raises us up, that we'll tend to bow back down. And he raises us up, and we'll tend to bow back down. But he never tires of it. That's why he would speak of forgiveness being 70 times 7, because it will always be there, and it will always continue. There's a statement that we make a lot of times in a divine liturgy, a lot of times in any service that we do. And we call the Lord the lover of mankind, the philanthropos, the man lover, the one who loves us, the one who befriends us, the one who wants the best for us, the one who truly wants the best for us, the lover of mankind, who watches us. And for how many years did he watch humankind from the time of Adam through the patriarchs, through the prophets, right up until the time of his nativity, watching, waiting, until finally he came down and was incarnate and was able to join his divinity to our humanity, thus joining our humanity to his divinity if we will follow him, raising us up, making us the way we're meant to be. We're not to be meant to be sinful, fallen, broken creatures, but rather we're meant to be sons and daughters of God, walking in his image and likeness, full of power, full of beauty, full of light. That's who he created us to be. And he looks upon us that way and desires that for us, no matter what we do. Now, it doesn't mean we don't need to repent because he loves us. We do. That's our response. As the epistle said, he looked upon us when we were bound by sin and raised us up. And raised us up to be who we're meant to be. This morning, having been thinking about this over the last several days, I couldn't help but enjoy this reading that was said during the baptism this morning. It goes this way. For thou who art God, inexpressible, without beginning, and ineffable. In other words, a God that we can't describe, whom we also call philanthropic, the lover of mankind. And there we go, describing him. But that's something we know about him, isn't it? We can't explain the Trinity. We can't explain how God could become incarnate or anything like that. We can't explain it. It's inexplicable. But we know things about it. And we know that he loves people, that he loves us, each and every one. Not one here. Not one here that he doesn't love beyond anything you can even possibly imagine. Inexpressible, without beginning, and ineffable, didst come down upon the earth and take on the semblance of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. For because of the tender compassion of thy mercy, O Master, thou couldest not endure to see mankind oppressed by the devil. Almost sounds like it's lifted out of this story, isn't it? But thou didst come and didst save us, and therefore do we not confess thy grace? Do we not proclaim thy mercy? Do we conceal thy benevolence? Certainly not. Thou hast delivered the nature of our race. By thy birth, thou didst sanctify a virgin's womb. All creation doth magnify thee, who hath revealed thyself. That's the nativity. That's what we're preparing for. That's what we're contemplating. The utter beauty of God loving us so powerfully and so deeply that he could not stay away from us, that he could not enter into our condition, that he could not stand to watch us oppressed like this woman, bowed down, broken, but that he, in his love for mankind, each and every human being, not mankind, but mankind, in his love for mankind, descended into this world and created the potential, the path for us to be able to be raised up from our 18 years of infirmity or 10 years or 30 years or 50 years or whatever the case may be, and to be raised up the way that we're really meant to be. And toward the end of this passage, we see this beautiful event take place. A woman is raised up and made whole again and healthy. And someone gets upset. I mean, it's almost unimaginable, isn't it, that the head of the synagogue would be that blind to what had just taken place. But he had another set of things going on. And I would not like to be him when the Lord rebuked him the way he did. It's a powerful statement. But, you know, he did this whole thing, and so he turns to the people and he says, "We don't do this, do we? We don't do this on the Sabbath, do we? Oh, no, no way. This is bad. This guy's bad." You know, the people are kind of going, "Well, sure look pretty good to me." But the only reason that I mention it is because it reminds me of so much of what happens today. People on this side yelling and screaming about people on that side. And people on this side yelling and screaming about people on that side. hyperbole, way over the top, ridiculous stuff all the time from both sides. These folks are horrible, and these folks are horrible, and they're horrible all the time. That is not what Orthodox Christians say or do. We do not join in that chorus. And the Lord names him well, because he turns to him and he says to him, hypocrite. What does that mean? Hypocrite. Actor. One putting on a false face, puts on a mask, which is what happens all the time, isn't it? Oh, I'm just outraged. How could this bombshell, how could this happen? You know, that kind of thing. Come on, you actors. Cut it out. Stop that. At least let us not join in that. And the Lord, you know, the Lord rebukes him for that because he is, you might say, the ultimate realist. He wants things to be the way they really are. And we are called to love everyone. We don't choose teams. We don't condemn whole groups of people or anything like that. Not if we know the way we've been redeemed. Because we're people who have been bowed down and raised up. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving and mercy and love. And as long as we're following him who raised us up, we don't enter into that sort of thing. Sorry for the sidebar, but I'm a little tired of it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, yeah. I love chrismation. My baptismal book. There it is. Bring me a candle. And if you get behind me back here. But no, children, you and the children behind. All of you behind. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Blessed art thou, O Lord God Almighty, source of all good things, Son of righteousness, who shineth forth upon those who have been, who were in darkness, the light of salvation, through the manifestation of thine only begotten Son, our God, who hast given unto us unworthy ones blessed purification through hallowed water and divine sanctification through life-giving chrismation, who now also has been pleased to regenerate these thy children, who hath been newly enlightened by water and the Spirit, and grant us unto them remission of sins, both voluntary and involuntary, do thyself, O Master, compassionate King of kings, grant also unto them the seal of the gift of thy holy, almighty, and adorable Spirit, and the communion of thy holy body, and thy precious blood of thy Christ. Keep them in thy sanctification, confirm them in the Orthodox faith, deliver them from the evil one and all his machinations, and preserve their souls in purity and uprightness through the saving fear of thee, that they may please thee in every deed and word, may be sons and daughters and heirs of thy heavenly kingdom. For thou art her God, the God who showeth mercy and saveth. To thee is our glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Hands. Amen.
Hold your hands up for me. The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Rub your hands together. The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You ready? The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Put your little hands up like that. The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Rub them together real good. Yeah, rub it in. The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Okay, everyone, hang on to each other.
As many as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Alleluia. As many as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Alleluia. As many as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Alleluia.
Let us pray to the
Lord have mercy.
Thou who through holy baptism hast given unto thy servants Patrick and Sophia remission of sins, hast bestowed upon them a life of regeneration, do thou thyself, O Master and Lord, be pleased to illumine their hearts with the light of thy countenance continually, keep the shield of their faith unassailed by the enemy, preserve pure and unpolluted the garment of incorruption, unite them, and wherewith thou hast covered them, upholding inviolate in them by thy grace the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit, and showing mercy unto them and unto us according to the multitude of thy compassion. For blessed and glorified is thy most honorable, majestic name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us pray to the
Lord have mercy.
O Master, Lord our God, who through the font bestowed heavenly illumination upon them that are baptized, who has regenerated the newly enlightened servants by water and the Spirit, and has granted unto them remission of their sins, whether voluntary or involuntary, lay thine almighty hand upon them, preserve them by the power of thy goodness, maintain inviolate the pledge of the Spirit, and make them worthy of life eternal and thy favor. For thou art our sanctification, unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Bow your heads unto the Lord.
They who now put on thee, O Christ our God, bow also their heads with us unto thee. Keep them ever warriors invincible in every attack that will assail them, and make us all victors even until the end through the crown of incorruption. For thine it is to show mercy and to save, unto thee do we send up glory, together with thine originate Father, most holy, good and life-creating Spirit,
now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Thou art justified, thou art illumined, thou art sanctified, thou art washed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God. Thou art baptized, thou art illumined, thou hast been anointed with chrism, thou art sanctified, thou art washed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thou art justified, thou art illumined, thou art sanctified, thou art washed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God. Thou art baptized, thou art illumined, thou hast been anointed with chrism, thou art sanctified, thou art washed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Master, Lord, our God, who has honored man with an image and likeness, has fashioned for him a rational soul and a beautiful body, for thou hast set the head on high to endue it with the chiefest portion of the senses, which nevertheless impede not one another. Thou hast covered the head with hair that it may not be injured through the changes of weather, and has fitly joined together all their members, that with them they may give thanks unto thee, the great Creator. Thou thyself, O Master, through thy chosen vessel, the Apostle Paul, hast given us a commandment that we should do all things to thy glory. Bless now these thy servants, Patrick and Sophia, who have come to make first offering shorn from the hair of their head, and likewise their sponsors, and grant that they may all meditate on thy law and do those things well pleasing unto thee. For merciful art thou, O, and the lover of mankind, to thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
Bow your heads,
O Lord our God, who through the baptismal font, by thy goodness to sanctify those who believe in thee, bless these thy children here present, and let thy blessing descend upon their head. As thou didst bless David by the king, the king by the hand of the prophet Samuel, bless also the heads of thy servants Patrick and Sophia by the hand of me, a sinner, inspiring them with thy Holy Spirit, that increasing in stature even to a very old age, they may send up glory unto thee, and may behold the good things of Jerusalem all the days of their life. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Servant of God Patrick is shorn in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The handmaid of God, Sophia, is shorn in the name of the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Let me get the back. Just one little one. Amen. Okay, come over here with me. Bring your candles. Yep. Come over here. Okay, Sophia, you get right over here. Patrick, you're right there. And now turn this way and hold your candle with one hand and my hand with the other. Ready? The servants of God, Patrick and Sophia, are churched in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Walk right up to the middle. In the midst of thy church shall they sing thy praises. The servants of God, Patrick and Sophia, are churched in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servants depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light of revelation for the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. So if you'll stand right there and face out, you stand right here and face out.
A prosperous life, peace, health, and salvation, and furtherance in all good things,
look
grant, O Lord, to thy newly illumined children of God, Patrick and Sophia, and their family, sponsors, and loved ones, and preserve them for many years. Let us say with all our soul and with all our mind, let us say, Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
You're up, Father Nicholas.
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
I think there was a sense of Father Herman had a real genius about, you know, how he would feel the freedom to
again,
do certain
we pray
things.
For the blessed and ever memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever memorable founders
Pharisee,
of this holy
yeah.
house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox, departed this life before us, who here in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servant of God, Justina, and for all the brethren of this holy house, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the bestowal of love and mercy upon the suffering Ethiopian people, and for their welfare and good estate.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Mercy.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Amen.
O Lord our God,
pray
dwell
to the
Son,
Lord,
high regards
ye catechumens.
All things are sent forth salvation. Son, Lord, God, so
let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord may have mercy on them.
The time, life, regeneration, remission, sins, rope of interruption, unite them to
the
Holy
Catholic and apostolic
Church.
The word of truth.
Number them among thy chosen flock.
That he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness. That he may unite them to his holy Catholic and apostolic Church. Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens.
That with us they may glorify the most honorable and majestic name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, Pray unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom. Paci e paci mirum gospodo pomo limpsia. Zas tu peis basse pomili, e socrani nas borge tvoie u blago datio. Reg mudra.
Yakudai padirjavu vutevius regna canimi, tevius lababas alayam, otsuis sinuis suatum adoho, inini e prisnuivu vieki vieko. The one who is bound with desires or pleasure of the flesh is worthy to approach or draw near to serve thee, O King of Glory. For to minister unto thee is great and fearful, even to the heavenly powers. Nevertheless, through thine unspeakable and boundless love for mankind, thou hast become man, yet without change or alteration, didst become the high priest and the ruler of all, didst commit to us this ministry as liturgical and bloodless sacrifice. Thou alone, O Lord our God, rulest over those in heaven on earth, who art born on the throne of the cherubim. The Lord is served from the King of Israel, who alone art holiness, rest in the saints. Therefore I entreat you, alone art good and ready to listen, look down on me, the sinful and unworthy servant, cleanse my soul and heart of an evil conscience. By the power of the Holy Spirit, enable me, and clothe the grace of the priesthood to stand before this thy holy temple, to perform the sacred mystery of thy holy pure body and precious blood. For I draw near to thee and bow my neck implore thee. Do not turn thy face away from me, nor cast me out from among thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer gifts to thee, for thou art thyself he who offers and is offered, accepts and is distributed, O Christ our God. To thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father who is without beginning, thine all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Let us in mystery represent the cherubim and enchant the thrice holy hymn, life-creating Trinity, and now lay aside all earthly care.
We receive the King of all, from the visibly born by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. See the King of all comes invisibly upborne by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Now we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly upborne by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, please forgive our many sins. I've noticed that with the bishop that when that, like the second of those octanias is starting, he has them start sensing the deacon who's in here so that they finish a little earlier. Thank you. So feel free, like when the first octania, the first short one, just go ahead and start sensing at that point.
Yeah.
Let the Spirit quiet and start that process.
Yeah,
and then you'll end up just in the perfect time.
Beatitude the Most Blessed Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of All America and Canada. His Eminence the Most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco in the West. May the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick, suffering, alone, despondent, mourning, or in need, may the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom, the clergy, the monastics, the venerable benefactors of this holy house. May the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom. Those who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in Christ, the great saints and righteous believers who have delivered unto us the saving faith. Those who have gone before us, whom we love and hold dear, our relatives and loved ones who have reposed. May the Lord God remember them, each and every one in his kingdom. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Little Joseph, having taken the spirit body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb, tomb with body, soul, and health, thief on the cross was out. Christ, bearing all things, for identity, royal tomb, but our tomb, for Christ is the font of our resurrection. Little Joseph, having taken the most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. Do good, alert, and thy good pleasure in a Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be builded. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Remember me, brothers and concelebrants. Holy Spirit shall minister together with us all the days of our life. Lord God, remember you in his kingdom, always and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Amen.
Like that one.
Paki, paki, mirum gospodi.
Let us complete our prayer.
Lord God, Almighty, the Lord, who accepts sacrifice, praise, call upon you with your whole heart. Accept prayer of us sinners buried on the holy altar, enabling us to offer thee gifts and spiritual sacrifice for our sins and the errors of the people. Make us worthy to find grace in thy sight, that our sacrifice may be acceptable unto thee, and that the good spirit of thy grace may dwell upon us. These gifts are offered on all thy people.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Gotta let the junior priest
in.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us, O Lord.
And angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask.
There's one table where we don't have to worry about that sort of thing.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our
Lord.
Through the compassions of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with an all-holy good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
And to our spirit.
Let us love thee, Lord, one another, that with one mind we may confess.
I love thee, Lord, my strength, Lord, is my firm foundation, refuge, and deliverer. I love thee, Lord, my strength, Lord, is my firm foundation, refuge, and deliverer.
Amen. The doors, those in wisdom let us attend.
Amen. God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
he is and ever shall be,
visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all
precious
ages,
and ever
light
shall be.
Light of true God of true God,
precious in our midst,
begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead,
whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us lift up our hearts.
Them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
To him thee to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same, thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Thou it was who brought us from non-existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, didst not cease to do all things until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with the kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, to thine only begotten Son, to thy Holy Spirit, for all the things of which we know, and the things that we do not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen. And we thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands, though there stand by thee 3,000s of angels, and archangels, host of angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft and are borne on their wings, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God, Sabaoth.
Heaven and Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
With these blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we also cry aloud and say, Holy art thou, and all holy, thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou, and all holy. Magnificent is thy glory, who so loved the world, as to give thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But when he had come and fulfilled the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy, pure, and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks, blessed, hallowed it, and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Remembering this saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and thy second and glorious coming, thine own of thine own we offer unto thee, in behalf of all and for all. Again we offer unto thee this reasonable and bloodless worship. We ask thee, pray thee, and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered. O Lord, who didst send down thy most Holy Spirit at the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us who pray unto thee. Lord, who didst send down thy most Holy Spirit at the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us who pray unto thee.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Lord, who dost send down thy most Holy Spirit at the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us who pray unto thee. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me.
Bless the Master of the Holy Bread.
And make this bread to be the most precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless the Master of the Holy Bread.
That which is within this cup to be the most precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both Masters.
Making this change by thy most Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 We've got to remember that sacred act then in his kingdom, now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. That they may be to those who partake for vigilance of soul, remission of sins, communion of the Holy Spirit, fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, boldness for thee, not for judgment nor condemnation. Again we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in the faith, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, and especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. The Holy Prophet, Founder and Baptist John, the Holy Ghost, all laudable apostles, and of our great martyr Catherine, whom memory we keep today, and of all the saints whose supplication is this, O God, remember those who have fallen asleep in hope, resurrection, eternal life, especially David, Martin, Athanasius, and Thomas, and grant them rest, the light of thy countenance shines upon them again, we entreat thee, remember, Lord, all the Orthodox priests who rightly teach this word of truth, all the Presbyterian, diaconate, and Christ, every order of the clergy, Again, we offer this rational worship of the whole world, the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, those who live in chastity and holiness of life. For all civil authorities grant in peaceful times, we in their governance may live a tranquil and peaceful life in all godliness and sanctity. Remember, O Lord, the city in which we dwell, every city and country in which we faith dwell in them. Among the captives in salvation, remember, Lord, those who bring offerings to good in the Holy Church, those who remember the poor and send forth thy great mercies. Among the remember, Lord, his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon, his eminence, Archbishop Benjamin, grant them for thy holy churches, in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth. Remember, Lord, all those who have asked for our prayers, Bishops Mark and Paul, Deacon Mark, Marishka Barbara, Nani Sudia, Sophia Gabriel Alwyn, Chapel Elijah Greg, Ariana Lizzie, Eva Nina, Erica Amelia, Veronica, Johan, Philippa, James, Nadia, Saadi, Lawrence, Entasar, Saul B., Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Ed, Melissa, Tim, Jill, Zani, Ryan, Nadia, Mary, and Steve, Joyce, Linda, David, Isabella, Dennis, Alid, Eileen, Dalton, Andy and Heidi, Priest David, Natasha, Jen, Lola, Hannah, Keith, Weston, James, Theodore, and Catherine, those of recent repose, Zoya, Michael, Natalia, Scott, Albert, Park, Brent, Dave, Peggy, James, Ashley, and Forrester, and those who are with child, Miriam, Lucia, Nona, Priscilla, Sarah, Anna, Stacy, Lena, Jessica, Olga, Kakadon, and Monica. And grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise thine all honorable majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ shall be with you all.
Thy Spirit. Having remembered all the saints,
unto thee begin our life and our hope, O Master, let us pray to the Lord. May I see and pray thee and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit. Make us worthy to partake of the heavenly bread mysteries, sacred spiritual table with a pure conscience, the remission of sins, forgiveness of transgressions, communion of the Holy Spirit, inheritance, kingdom of heaven, boldness for thee, not for judgment, nor condemnation, O Lord.
A sweet spiritual fragrance will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful,
and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Sorvo, isili slava Otcu i Sina i Svetoga Duha, i nini i prisno i vo vijek i vjekov.
Amin.
Mir sje.
Glavi vaša, Gospodi, ti prekonitia.
We give thanks to thee, O King, invisible and measureless, paradise, make all things great in thy mercy, spring all things in thy sense, look from the heaven and master from the earth, bow thy neck to thee, in blood and the fear of God, do thou supplement so smooth, make smooth the lives for us, and the travel of position of our souls and bodies. Attend, O Lord Jesus Christ, thy holy dwelling place, the womb of glory of thy kingdom, come sanctify us, sit us on high with the Father, and those that are present with this mighty hand, parts of your body and precious soul, and bless all thy people. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and mercy. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and mercy. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and mercy.
Let us attend.
Holy things are for the holy.
Broken, divided is the Lamb of God. Broken but not knit, united. Beaten but never consumed. Sanctifying those who partake thereof.
Thank you.
sun and moon, praise ye him, all ye stars and light.
Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him from the
heavens. Blessed is the fervor of the saints, always now and ever.
Praise ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters of the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the highest.
Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all ye abysses, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl.
Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the highest.
Kings of the earth, adult peoples, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He hath exalted the strength of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him.
Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, sanctified and John and Mephilim, and one through the last night. Precious and holy body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sanctified and sacred deacons, gospel of the mission of sins, and one through the last thing. Amen. Christ is in the midst. Precious most holy body of our Lord God and Savior
Jesus Christ.
Lord,
I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, and of the world, so sinners through whom I am chief. Lord, I believe that the Spirit of thy most pure body and the Spirit of thy Lord precious blood. Therefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, word of the Lord, and all that I have. And thou save me without condemnation, and partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as communion. For I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee, remember thee, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
I kept my faith even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my consternation, men are all of vain hope. What shall I render to the Lord for all his bounty to me?
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
I will receive our call of salvation and call on the
Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
Savior Jesus Christ, friend of the sacred deacon John, the remission of his sins and for life everlasting. Amen. Behold, Jesus, touch thy lips. Virgin of iniquities, take away thy sins. Amen, amen, amen. Fresh, most holy blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, friend of the sacred deacon John, the remission of his sins and for life everlasting. For behold, Jesus, touch thy lips. Virgin of iniquities, take away thy sins. Amen.
God, and with faith and love draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us.
For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who hast come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas, but like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Coming of God, Barbara receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and body in life everlasting.
Amen.
Coming of God, Christina receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins in life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Servant of God, Lawrence receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Lawrence receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And may God, Barbara, receive some most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
And may God, Elizabeth, receive some most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. And may God, Susanna, receive some most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. And may God, Anna, receive some most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Thankfully, it doesn't scoot well. Charlie receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
And may God, Constance, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Nicholas McNicholas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Genevieve receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
And may God receive the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Karina receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen. Careful, dear. Get that rail. There we go. So our God, Constantine receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Thine arrows are sharp, Almighty One, under thee shall peoples fall.
Child of God, every soul receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed Elizabeth receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
And may God, Ruth receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
And may God, Lois, receive the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
And may God, Veronica, receive the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
So, Lord God, Basil receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
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 And may God receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
So, Lord God, Michael. Amen. Of God, Cecilia receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
I suggest a cattle prod. Amen. Of God, Catherine receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
The servant of God, Nicholas, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Servant of God Michael, Amen. Servant of God Michael receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Senior receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
servant of God Ephraim, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant of God Gregory receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Lena, you don't have to hold her. We can get down to her.
Huh?
You don't have to hold her up. It's getting harder. All right. Look hard. Receive this precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Permission of sins and life everlasting. Yeah, she's down about your knees now. Little Senia receives her. Get you a smaller amount here. Yeah, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
It's the Daniel Viejo's method.
Yep.
Amen. God. Receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, permission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Instead of thy father's sons are born to thee, thou shalt make them princes over all.
He receives the most precious body and blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Certainly God, Georgi, Maximus receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Yeah, because George is tiny, isn't he? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Servant of God James receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God Camille receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Sounds like a long line today. Servant of God, Clement, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Is this your name, Dad?
No.
Not the same Clement?
No.
Okay. The 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th? Servant of God, Seraphim, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
And men of God, Genevieve receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
So God, Lord, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Feeling steady? Serving God, Elijah receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God John receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God Luke receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
God shall help her right early in the morning.
In the doctor, John receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Justin receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God Anna receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Therefore shall we not fear when the earth be shaken, nor when the mountains be removed into the heart.
Servant of God Matthew receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God Roman receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God Innocent receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For thou art our God, and we know no other than thee, we call on thy name. Come all ye faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection, for by enduring the cross for us, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, a new Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord is shown in you full now, and be glad, O Zion, be radiant, O pure Theotokos, on the resurrection of his Son. O Christ, great and most holy Paschal, wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may more perfectly partake of thee in the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, Lord, the sins of all those who have been remembered here by thy precious blood, through the prayers of all thy saints.
Amen. Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Bed. Did you clean it already?
Let us attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly, life-creating and awesome mysteries of Christ. Let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord,
asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art our sanctification, unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Let us depart in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Let us pray
you
to
got
the
it?
Lord.
Lord,
have mercy.
A moment's hesitation.
The Lord bless those who bless you and send to those who love you, save your people, bless the heavens, protect the fullness of your church. Sensitive to those who love the beauty of the house, glory and ever to my divine Father, that all forsake us hope in you. Bring peace to your world, dear churches, to increase to those in public service. Ever God planted, God protected country, the United States of America, to the members of this holy temple, and to all your people for every good and perfect gifts from above coming down from you, the Father of might and of glory. Thanks to the Lordship, to the Father, to the Son, to the Spirit, Lord of the ages, praise the Lord.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore.
Not of thyself art the fulfillment of the prophecies, fill the Father's dispensation, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, always now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. Thank you.
This
thank
morning you. Cried the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his tribulations. The angel of the Lord would come out of them that fear him and will deliver them. Oh, Jason, see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that holdeth in him.
Hop in there, Bobby.
Hop in there. They that seek the Lord shall not be deprived of any good thing.
The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ God, our hope, glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
May Christ, our true God, who rose from the dead, through the intercessions of his most pure mother, the holy, glorious, and laudable apostles, of our holy mother, the great martyr Catherine of Alexandria, whom we commemorate in this day, the holy and righteous ancestors of God, joyful Anna, and of all the saints who have shined upon our shores, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind.
Amen.
If we were coming off the bench for that or not.
The President of the United States of America and all those in authority, the clergy and faithful of this holy temple and all Orthodox Christians, O Lord, preserve them for many years.
A prosperous life, peace, health, salvation, and furtherance in all good things grant, O Lord, and to the newly illumined servants of God, Patrick and Sophia, and their parents and family and loved ones and sponsors, and for the Mata family, Joseph and Christina, Michaela and Emmanuel, and preserve them for many years.
Oh,
ages. Amen.
The most new temple of the Savior, the precious chamber and virgin, the sacred treasure of the glory of God, is presented today to the house of the Lord. She brings with her the grace of the Spirit.
Good morning and welcome to everyone. A not totally normal week. So today at about 12:30, if you wish, you come back up and John Robertson will continue his class on the prologue of St. John, especially dealing with the Greek words that are in it. And very good last week. You'll enjoy it if you're able to do it. Feel free to bring coffee. And then this week, being Thanksgiving week, on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, at 8 o'clock, we have Matins. At 9 o'clock, liturgy. It's a beautiful Thanksgiving service that was written for this day. It's unusual. So we'll have that. And then someone tells me that the fast is lifted for a few days. I don't know anything about it. And finally, normal weekend. We are trying to help to provide turkeys for the Thanksgiving meal at St. Francis Dining Hall. So we got a late start on it this year. We're usually a lot faster than this. But if you want to help with that, just find Nathaniel, Bridget, Oscar David in the basement and hand them a $20 or $30 bill or whatever you have. Yeah, $30 bill, Bob. We have them. And that'll help them buy a turkey. So if you could do that, it would be appreciated. Let's see. Also, this is the last Sunday that we'll have, at least other than as visitors in the future, that we'll have Yusuf and Christine with us. I say that because we have all made a decision to keep the children. It's fine for you to go. And you can come see them. We'll arrange for visitation in the future, but you're not taking the girls, so just forget that. All right. But we love you very much. We'll miss you. We won't be the same without you. Sorry to see you go. But we're glad you have a nice job in Phoenix, and may God bless you with all your efforts there. Yeah. And congratulations to our beautiful little... What? Yeah, you have to come up and say goodbye to people. Right up here. Come on. So congratulations to the newly illumined little couple, little pair. And I was watching them standing here, I kept thinking of the scripture that let the little children come unto me and forbid them not.